You're listening to IsraelScene.com. And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. Listening to IsraelScene.com.
Seen through the eyes of Steve, that's myself.
And you're on.
Two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel.
IsraelScene.com.
IsraelScene.com.
You're listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram. What do you say we listen to some music, Steve?
There's only one first time, so will you take what you find? Will you make me feel like a star in the night if I promise not to put up a fight? Take them all for fools. In my dreams there is only you, except for those few. So will you take what you find if I promise not to mind?
We've been listening to Yasmin, Jasmine in English, a young lady here from the United States. I just put out a new CD, and this will be the single. Yasmin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, yes, absolutely. I'm American-born, living in Israel for the last 4 years. I actually have one Israeli parent. My mother, Teshura, was born in Israel but lived many years in the United States, and my father's American. I've always had a great connection with Israel, always loved being here, and always knew that I'd live here as an adult someday. And have been living and making music happily with my husband Rami, who's my writing partner and life partner. Our album is just now coming out.
What kind of music did you listen to as a child?
Well, my mother was a singer. She was an international singer with a really wide variety of languages that she sang in. So there were so many different kinds of musical influences while I was growing up. A lot of Oriental, Mediterranean, flamenco, South American, a lot of jazz and blues and American folk, very diverse. All of that, I think, has influenced the kind of music that I make today, along with, of course, the immediate influences of electronic and technological advances that we can utilize and incorporate into everything we do.
What shall we listen to next? And can you tell us a little about this next song?
Sure. Why don't we listen to the track Find You? This track, Find You, is a song that I wrote one night instead of sleeping. Most of my songs are the way that I process the things that I experience and learn to understand and live with them. So this is a good example of that.
A little while ago in the newspaper, somebody wrote an article about a new phenomenon here in Israel, which is people living here, Israelis and new immigrants, singing, making music in English. is the idea that this music is marketed in the United States as well as in Israel?
Well, actually, I love the fact that Israelis are making music in English, just because that really opens the door for me and what I do. It does enter into a kind of niche category as foreign music, but it is a niche that is very popular. And it makes what I do here in Israel as something, you know, rather special. I don't feel like there really is any competition, because I'm not coming up against any of the other Israeli artists. It really is something that is just something that's coming from me.
Are you also a musician? Do you play? Did you learn an instrument that you play?
I play very little guitar. Actually, the first song that I ever wrote, I had written and composed using the first five chords that I learned. And that song actually entered into this album. It's track 9, Witch's Brew. And today, when I write and compose with Rami Halperin, my husband and writing partner, the way that we do it is that I will compose my melodic line, what I sing, and he composes the basic arrangement or the basic harmony, you could say. Most of our songs are written on acoustic guitar, and so they all have a certain kind of a feel, as opposed to, for instance, composing on piano. I actually specifically looked for a guitarist to write with, because that is the approach that I, in general, prefer, even though some of the songs have evolved into something much more diverse, or have kind of a little more distanced, let's say, from the original acoustic guitar approach.
My eyes, it's difficult to see. And there are so many melodies in my mind, none belong to me. Just endless ranting till I can't tell what's happening. Yeah.
Is there a particular Israeli musician or singer that you enjoy here?
There are actually a handful of Israeli musicians that I really love, in no particular order whatsoever. I really enjoy Dan Reichel, Moshe Ben-Ari, the things that MC Carolina and some of her collaborations with Banot Nechama, I really enjoy. I also grew up hearing some Ofra Chaza and Shoshana Damari, and I always loved that music as well. So, Yemenite, other Yemenite singers and old music I've always enjoyed and had exposure to as a small child. I think this song really characterizes me in a way. When I wrote this song, I suddenly understood a lot about myself and my habits, maybe the places where I tend to get stuck. And after I wrote it, just the perspective that I had about myself, it felt like a kind of new beginning. There was a lot that became resolved when I wrote this song, and I felt a lot lighter and more clear about myself when it was completed.
I realize you're all just representations of my father, and so I'll take you down one at a time, one after the other, and I'm constantly forever seeking your approval, because inside I'm still a child crying, please don't go, because inside I'm still a child crying, to keep, and let her find that I had broken. Possessions won and lost in the blue, 'cause you know inside I'm still a child crying, please don't go. You know inside I'm still a child crying, please don't go.
Please don't go. So of all your music, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of the collaboration, the creative collaboration that has come forth. I'm proud of the musicians that have worked with me. I haven't mentioned yet my incredibly talented producer, Nir Danan, who is not only one of the major players on the album, playing bass guitar and many more ethnic instruments. He also wrote all of the arrangements, including the beautiful string instrument parts and solos that you hear on this album. So his collaboration and the incredibly talented musicians that worked on this album, including my band members Idan, David, and Dan Katz, as well as all of the people that worked technically on the album. Just the fact that they became so much a part of the project and invested so much of themselves in material that, you know, originated from me is such an accomplishment as far as I'm concerned, that I really have to say that's the thing I'm most proud of. I also think that what I do is very authentic. It's truly me. I don't feel like you can really lie to your audience. I feel like everyone intuits, you know, how authentic you are. And I think that being honest creates a kind of atmosphere that gives permission for everyone else to be honest as well. And I think that you can't have too much of that. But that's really what it's all about.
How did you meet your husband?
I was looking for quite a long time for a writing partner. And I had met with many musicians here in Israel once I decided I was going to, you know, produce my material, and I was going to do it in Israel. I wasn't going to go back to the United States and try to have it happen there. I really felt like this was the time and place for me to be here. I had been networking and meeting with different musicians and, you know, collaborating and trying different things, and no one particular musician had really clicked with, you know, my material, or I had clicked with what they had to bring. There was an open night at a club called The Stout, which is no longer open here in Tel Aviv. But I had gone on stage to do a song, and that same evening, so had his band. And I was really impressed with him and his playing. He's quite the virtuoso. And a mutual friend of ours had introduced us. And it had actually taken me quite a long time to get back to him. I was shy, and I wasn't sure, you know, about what his reaction would be. Apparently, he was thrilled that I called him, and we immediately set an appointment to give it a try, to start working together. In our very first session together, we had actually written a song, the song Chocolate, which is also here on this album. I was so impressed that we decided to continue working together, and quite quickly the relationship had become more than a work relationship, which is seriously unprofessional, I know. But maybe since we ended up getting married, that makes up for it. We've been married now for 2 years.
You're still smiling.
And I'm still smiling. My next performance so far, there may be another performance until then that's scheduled, but my next performance will be at the Sublime here in southern Tel Aviv, Salome 53, at 9 o'clock, May 24th this month. It's actually a Sunday night performance. The next performance after this May 24th will actually be June 24th. So that's easy to remember, at La Pachanga in Kfar Saba.
La Pachanga in Kfar Saba.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's an attraction.
I'm on my way.
Yes, Americans love Mexican food.
Well, thank you very much, Jasmine Yasmin Ariel. And we enjoy listening to you, and we'll enjoy listening to you on the radio and in person.